Welcome back to those of you who might have been somewhere. Welcome to September, that crazy month indeed. It's funny how in the Northern Hemisphere we have two New Years, don't we? We have the calendar year in 2018 coming up when we all sort of think about making a better start to a new year. Some people make resolutions, other people ignore the resolutions. Some people make them and keep them, some people make them and break them. It's all over the map. But that's kind of our freshness in the new year. And then there's September, our other new year. The new year of what ends up being, in some ways, although it's supposed to be Advent, the beginning of the church year in many ways. Choir's back. People are returning from vacation, except those fortunate people who get to be off in September, when summer actually comes, apparently. So welcome back. And it's one of those times of year when we tend to get a bit frazzled. I don't know, maybe you don't, but I do, because I try and stay in that summer mode as long as possible. And this year I had a bet with one of my friends who kept calling me to say, "Have you checked your work email yet?" I was off until Tuesday this week. And so Monday, boy, it was tempting. Boy, it was tempting to jump back in. But I had this thing going on which kept me, because I thought, I am going to win this. So I didn't look at it until Tuesday morning, which drags out a bit, but makes you aware of the frenetic activity that happens in our church, in our lives, in our community, as all those kids go walking down the street with their new backpack, and everything gets going. And in the midst of all that, it's kind of hard sometimes to remember who we are, not just what we do. And so it's important to have this time, this Sunday morning time, when we pause and take a few moments, an hour or so of our time, to worship God, to be together in community, and to see ourselves reflected in the other, to see ourselves reflected in those that we know and those we don't know, those of faith and those who aren't so sure but are here anyway, to see what that is like, who we look like now, a few months later. Today we get lots of help in the readings, supposedly, about how to live our lives. Mostly what not to do. I must say that when Eduardo read, it sounded a lot softer with your lovely accent. It didn't sound as harsh, no licentiousness, adultery, all those things, but you somehow made it sound okay. I don't know. Not okay, but softer. Not okay. I didn't mean that. It's my first Sunday back. Give me a break. Not okay. Softer. But it was pretty lovely to hear that, because often we hear the harshness. We don't hear what actually is being said. We don't hear that, yeah, you're all going to make these mistakes. Every one of you is going to do one of these things, at least. But what's in there is that I love you anyway, even if you just say what I just said. I love you anyway. Remember who you are. Remember that these things are not what you strive to do and be. You're going to screw up, but you are loved anyway. You are loved from the moment I created you, and I am there with you. And so the Passover story is about the people becoming the people. It is a story still told today and still enacted by our Jewish friends, our brothers and sisters. It's about a people who are reflected in each other and want to reflect their God. And Romans, well, we've already addressed that, and I'm not going back there. And in the gospel is another whole thing. Jesus reminds us what it's like when we do get into trouble with each other and gives us a way of dealing with it. Now, what's fascinating to me is there are many things in the Bible we completely ignore over time, because they become less relevant, or they're too frightening, or we just don't want to do them, or whatever. But this, what Jesus gives us this morning, is actually what we still do. It is what mediation is based on. It is what reconciliation is based on. If you have a grievance with someone, talk to them. Not everybody else in the church first. Talk to them. See if you can sort it out. And if you can't, get somebody else. And if you still can't, you get more people. People that you honor, people that you admire, people that you worship and work with, and help them to help you sort it out. And if you still can't, well, maybe you can't be in community in that way together anymore. And someone has to move on. That happens. We know that. We know that in our own lives. We know that in our own parish. And hopefully, we try to model this, this authenticity, this integrity about dealing with relationships. But we don't always get it right, do we? And we don't always know exactly who we are in those moments. And so coming back in this time of year and being reminded about who we are is really important. How are we as a community? Last night was the Ottawa U church crawl. And we had, I don't know, a dozen of us maybe here last night. I wasn't here for the whole time. But an amazing array of food and drink for the students and a great welcome, except for the longest time, no students came. They had started late, and we are the farthest church away almost from Ottawa U, and so it takes them some time to get here. So in my time here last night, there only one group of students came, but I understand later about 25 showed up altogether. But in the time we opened the doors, 17 people just came in off the street last evening on a Saturday night. And I was here, of course, in my role as the rector and to support those who were doing all their great work. And I was kind of focused on getting a piece of work done, a poster I was working on. And so I was kind of in a corner because we were waiting for people. Nothing much was happening. And a young man came in who had clearly had already had quite a party. And he kept bouncing from person to person on our team. And I was sort of thinking, like, we're here to welcome the students. Isn't this great? And I'm busy working, and you're all doing your thing. We're all kind of a little bit bored. And he comes in. He wants to keep hugging one person, which is kind of like, just don't do that. He wants to play with the children. He wants a job. He wants, and we don't know what he really wants. Finally, he came over to me and said, can I talk to you, ask you a question? I said, sure. He said, but you're busy, because I had my laptop. I'll come back. So he kept bouncing around. I put my computer aside eventually and said, I'm free now. And he said, I have a question, but I'm not religious. And I said, well, that's okay. You can still ask me a question. And so he asked me a question about a situation he's concerned about. And I didn't really understand it all, but it didn't really matter. He needed to ask the question. And I said to him, you know, I said, and he said, I'm not a very good person. He put it a different way, but I'm not going to repeat that. I'm not a very good person, I don't think, am I? And I said, I think you've had a lot to drink, haven't you? And he said, yeah. And I said, and I think you're probably a nicer person when you haven't. And he said, you're so smart. I am so much nicer. And I said, well, here's my card. Why don't you come back and see me and talk about your issue when you're a nicer person and you're feeling better about yourself? And he said, but you wouldn't want to talk to me because I'm not religious. You don't talk to people who aren't. And I said, actually, that's not true. I talk to a lot of people, and I have no idea whether they have faith or not. And he said, I don't believe you. And I said, it's true. And so eventually, once I got past that, he said, okay, and took my card, and he left. And he didn't come back, did he, last night? And so it reminded me of this reading today and about who are we. We were here to have a good time with students. And that kind of happened near the end, but a lot of other things happened. And maybe the most important thing happened was one person who had never been in a church before, who had a question, actually felt like a community, not just me, all of us, welcomed him. So who are we? We're not just a building sitting here that we're trying to keep up. We're not just a bunch of individuals who are here for a social hour. We are not just the people who struggle to do things in a good way, to not do the things that Jesus and Romans and everyone mentions in the readings this morning. We're the people of God, and we have a huge responsibility. because the last two lines, or few lines of the gospel this morning, if two of you agree on anything, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Well, if we two of us actually really honestly agreed on anything, that would be amazing. And clearly it might happen. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound on heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That is a huge responsibility. Who do we bind to? Who do we care for? Who do we let go? What situations do we let God handle and not try and control them? I am there among you. So no matter what we're doing, welcoming students, having a pastoral conversation, shopping at the store, buying our backpack for the fall, learning new choir music, or whatever it is we're doing in this busy time of year, right into the middle of it comes this reminder. I'm there among you, and you're the ones who are meant to give this gospel, to show this love to the world. So happy September.